Introverts in an extroverted world. In today's society, introverts often feel like they're swimming against the current, with about 75% of people being extroverts. Extroverts, the outgoing and take charge types, seem to dominate the scene, while introverts, the quiet and reflective individuals, can feel out of place. It's like living in a world that's constantly buzzing with activity, where being loud and assertive gets all the attention. From a young age, introverts might feel like something's not quite right about them. They're told to fit in, to be more like the extroverts around them. It's as if they're being asked to do the impossible, like expecting a bear to fly or a bird to grow fur. The message to introverts is crystal clear: you're not good enough, change yourself. But that's easier said than done. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just won't work. Sigmund Freud, a key figure in psychology, favored an outgoing, extroverted lifestyle. He believed that true happiness came from engaging fully with the outside world, that his colleague Alfred Adler, an introvert, focused on inner thoughts and emotions. After a falling out between Freud and Adler, Freud began portraying introversion in a negative light, influencing others to see it as unhealthy. This attitude spread throughout the field of psychology. Carl Jung, another contemporary of Freud, had a different perspective. He proposed that introversion and extroversion exist on a spectrum, and moderate levels of both are perfectly normal and healthy. Jung's viewpoint is widely accepted in psychology today. It highlights the importance of understanding and accepting different personality types, rather than labeling them as pathological. Introvert or extrovert? Are you more of an introvert or an extrovert? Check yourself against these common traits. The joys of extroversion: being in the thick of things is your jam. You're all about trying out different stuff and get bored easily with routines. You've got a ton of friends and love chatting away about anything and everything. You've got loads of energy and prefer talking over listening. Understand introversion: introverts find solace in solitude. They cherish deep friendships and value quiet moments for recharging. They prefer engaging in lengthy conversations only on topics that truly captivate them. They appear self-contained and dislike being hurried. Often, they take their time to gather their thoughts before speaking, and sometimes they choose to stay silent in group settings. Feeling pressured might cause them to struggle to find the right words. Accepting introversion: being an introvert isn't a flaw. It's just part of who you are, like being tall or short. Some people lean towards being introverted, while others lean towards being extroverted. You might have heard of the Myers-Briggs type indicator, which basically tells you where you fall on the introvert/extrovert scale. If you find out you're more of an introvert, that's totally okay. You can't change your basic nature, so why not accept it? Being introverted is perfectly fine. Extroverts thrive in busy environments and get energized by being around people. They love action and big ideas, always wanting to explore and experience everything. On the other hand, introverts prefer solitude and quiet. They find too much socializing draining and prefer to focus deeply on one thing at a time. The main difference between the two is how they recharge their energy. Extroverts gain it from external stimuli, while introverts need space and quiet to rejuvenate. This is why introverts often limit their social interactions to conserve energy. Debunk common misconceptions. Introverts aren't lacking in courage or boldness. They're not loners or antisocial. They're self-reflective, not self-centered. Often, people mistake their quietness for shyness, but that's not the case. Some well-known introverts like Steve Martin, Clint Eastwood, Bill Gates, Michael Jordan, Grace Kelly, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Edison, and Albert Einstein prove otherwise. Despite what some may think, introversion isn't unhealthy. It's simply a knack for focusing on inner thoughts and feelings, leading to remarkable contributions to the world through ideas, inventions, and creative works. The science behind your personality. Your introversion or extroversion isn't just a quirk. It's deeply rooted in your genes and brain chemistry. Scientists have pinpointed around 60 neurotransmitters in the brain, which are essentially chemicals that carry messages within the brain. Two key neurotransmitters, dopamine and acetylcholine, play a significant role in shaping your temperament. They influence where blood flows. Research suggests that introverts tend to have stronger blood flow in their brains compared to extroverts. This blood flow follows different pathways in the brain for introverts and extroverts. Introverts and extroverts have different brain patterns. When introverts think, their brain focuses on memory, problem solving, and planning. Extroverts pay more attention to sights, sounds, and other external sensations. The brain of an introvert likes to stay busy internally, thinking about ideas and thoughts. Extroverts, it's all about what's happening around them. Extroverts need more dopamine, a chemical related to movement, attention, and learning. This is because they're less sensitive to it. On the flip side, introverts rely more on acetylcholine, which helps them stay calm and focused. How their nervous systems differ. Introverts and extroverts have different ways their brains interact with their bodies. Extroverts are wired to rev up their dopamine and adrenaline, kicking into gear the full-throttle nervous system. This system is all about spending energy and reacting quickly. On the flip side, introverts are more aligned with the throttled-down nervous system, driven by acetylcholine. This system conserves energy and slows things down, allowing introverts to focus inwardly and proceed cautiously. Instead of ramping up heart rate and blood flow, it lowers them, promoting a calm and steady approach to life's challenges. Understand extroverts and introverts. Extroverts and introverts often clash because of their different communication styles. Extroverts tend to speak quickly and freely, while introverts are more cautious and deliberate in their speech. This can make extroverts feel uncomfortable and impatient around introverts, who may seem alien to them. Introverts can feel overlooked and misunderstood by extroverts who don't appreciate their slower, more thoughtful approach to communication. This misunderstanding can lead introverts to feel rejected and even ashamed of their natural tendencies. If you're an introvert experiencing these feelings, it's important to remember that there's nothing wrong with you. Relationships as an introvert. Introverts crave relationships just like extroverts do, but finding that special someone can be draining for them. Introverts face unique challenges when connecting with extroverts. Pay attention to how your personalities mesh in a potential relationship. It's not uncommon for conflicts to arise, especially if one partner is introverted and the other extroverted. An introverted man might feel overwhelmed by his outgoing female partner, while an extroverted husband might not invest enough energy into his relationship with his introverted wife. These clashes can cause problems. On the flip side, if both partners are introverted, they may understand each other's need for space and have fewer arguments. However, they might also become too reliant on each other, leading to unhealthy isolation. Regardless of personality types, every lasting relationship involves resolving conflicts. It's essential to try to understand each other's perspective during disagreements and consider how introvert-extrovert dynamics might play a role. Child's personality. Is your child more of an introvert, or an extrovert, or somewhere in between? Childhood is full of socializing and playing with other kids, but it's important to give your introverted child some time alone to recharge. Make sure they have moments to simply sit and reflect, as introverted children often need this. When it comes to correcting them, especially in front of others, be gentle as they are sensitive to criticism. Never make them feel ashamed of their introverted nature. Teach them that it's perfectly normal. Always show your child love and support. If you're introverted and your child is extroverted, get ready for a challenge. Your extroverted kid will crave constant interaction and activities, while you prefer quiet time and solitude. It's like they're always on, while you need breaks to recharge. Introverted parents. Your extroverted child needs people and things that jazz them up. Nurture your nature. Introverts, if you want to succeed, you've got to step out of your comfort zone from time to time and do some extroverting. But, when you're done, you need a quiet place to unwind and get back your mojo. Introverts usually have less physical energy than extroverts, so don't push yourself too hard. Take breaks and chill out when you need to. Feeling anxious, tired, or just off? That's your cue to take some downtime. When life gets blurry, slow down. Take a few moments each day to find your balance. It might sound simple, but just sitting quietly or taking a nap can work wonders. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let your mind relax. Introverted strengths. Being an introvert is more than just being okay, it's actually pretty awesome. You can focus easily, you're great at noticing things about people and places, You're deep and reflective. You come up with original ideas. You're not afraid to stand up for what you believe in, even if it's not popular. That you often see things happening around you in slow motion, giving you a unique perspective. Unlike extroverts who rush through life, introverts like you are better at making sense of things and keeping things in perspective. So, if you're introverted, own it. Stand tall, put on a smile, and proudly tell the world, "I am what I am." It's time to take a bow, even if that's not typically an introverted thing to do. Key points. 1. Introverts and extroverts have different communication styles, leading to social misunderstandings. 2. Acceptance of introversion as a natural trait is vital for fostering inclusivity and understanding. 3. Introverted children benefit from solitude for reflection and recharge. 4. Introverts possess unique strengths like deep reflection and originality, contrary to societal misconceptions. 5. Balancing social interaction with solitude is essential for introverts' well-being and fulfillment. 6. Personality traits are rooted in brain chemistry and genetics, shaping individual preferences and behaviors. 7. Carl Jung's spectrum perspective emphasizes embracing diverse personalities for a healthier society!